The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
We've seen pictures emerging of empty supermarket shelves. Not too many so far, but is that likely to change? The Irish Free Transport Association warns of significant issues over the coming weeks. To look at what's happening at the ports, we're joined by Brendan Dixon of Dixon Transport and Paul Grant, Stena Line's Trade Director for the Irish Sea. Brendan, coming to you first, we've seen reports in the newspapers this morning of fresh fruit, veg, meat, fish are all now at risk. We've also seen then reports of things like biscuits, curry sauce, canned goods also being stopped. How likely are we to see a problem with our shelves and fridges in the coming days and weeks?
Good morning, Arne. In our belief, as hauliers, we can see that there is going to be a major problem in the next couple of weeks. So I suppose just to give you an idea of where we're coming from, as transporters or as hauliers that does international transport. So if I look at quarter three of last year, so the end of last year, we would have been averaging around 450,000 kilometres per week in kilometres driven. So just to put that into context, it's, you know, driving around the world 11 times per week. And within that 200,000 kilometres per week would have been Ireland, UK, Ireland. So, you know, loads that go, exports from Ireland, go into the UK and then coming back to Ireland again with imports from the UK. So that equates to around 300 loads each way to the UK per week. So, you know, on average, around 50 loads a day, our company, and that's just our company would be carrying. So far this year, in the 2 weeks that we've been in, we've carried 50 loads in. That's all we can get cleared with customs.
And so, and you've had trucks sitting in the port a whole day. You've had one driver, I think, sitting in Holyhead for 5 days. Like, if less and less is getting in, are we going to see a lot of food being destroyed, unfortunately, as well? Because supermarkets aren't going to take foodstuffs that are potentially past their best sell-by date.
Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of the fresh perishable food doesn't have a massive shelf life. So coming in, the supermarket joints, they want a minimum shelf date for them to accept it. So we've had experience of yogurts coming in and sitting, because the paperwork wasn't correct, sitting in the port for up to 4 days. And by the time they were cleared, they had gone by their shelf life, or they'd gone, not gone by their shelf life, but gone by their accepted shelf life, and they were refused then at the delivery point. So, and you know, it is going to be a massive problem if we can't get this issue sorted out.
And take your yogurts example, Brendan. Like, one, who's responsible then for destroying that product? And then two, who's actually going to pay for then just that loss, costs and revenue associated with yogurts?
That's the question. I suppose the argument is now between the customer and the agent that was doing the customs paperwork. So the biggest problems, you know, I was on a Zoom call yesterday with Irish Revenue, with the Irish Road Haulage Association, and they're telling us that it's not the system. Like, the customs system is not to fault, that it's the people that's physically making the declarations aren't doing them correctly. And that's what's coming up with issues. So that's why your routing, your customs routing is not green. That's why you're being pulled in. And they, you know, the agent that generated that customs import has to fix the problem before customs will release the load into circulation. So, listen, we all know that, and we all knew that was going to happen, because we're after moving from 2 million declarations a year in Ireland to 20 million declarations. And the skilled staff, there's no skilled, you know, or there's very limited skilled, experienced staff that know, that have, you know, actual experience of doing this for real. Like, so everybody, we've taken on people to do customs. Everybody has taken on people to do customs, but they're learning on the ground. They're trying to, you know, they're doing the best they can. We can't blame them for making mistakes, because it's all new. The whole system to them, people, is all new.
Yeah, and we know from revenue, they're saying, look, they're clearing 70% of goods, the 30%, it's mainly food. They're trying to get it through. There have been some systems issues, but some of it is just those data inputs. Paul, coming to you from a Stena Line perspective. Like, how does this month compare to, let's say, this time last year when you look at your ports at Belfast, Rosslare, Holyhead?
Well, yeah, I mean, if we look at what happened, I mean, 3 weeks ago we had 3 mile tailbacks coming into Holyhead. And that was all in shipments going into Dublin. I mean, we look at it last week and our freight numbers were 60% down. I mean, you can kind of see there's a clear picture. And even just this week, what we're seeing is freight volumes are still down coming into Dublin and coming into Rosslare. But we're seeing that some hauliers are finding it easier to come over the north, you know. So there are clear differences in terms of processes. We're seeing some of our flows distorted. And I know from a haulier perspective, they just want to get back to moving their goods as efficiently as they possibly can to their destination. So we're seeing massive distortion, and as a consequence of that, we're moving ferries to different places to try and meet the different demands.
So extra ferry services, I know the hauliers are screaming out for them. Do you think that is going to be part of the solution here?
I don't think it's ultimately part of the solution. I think what is happening here is there's market distortion. I mean, if we look at the direct services to France, we had one ship this time last year. Now we've got two ships, and actually we're increasing our capacity almost on a weekly basis on the Rosslare to France service. But look, you know, as Brendan said, you know, goods need to get moving between Ireland and the UK. You know, that's the key market. We need to get those lorries going back and forth to get the goods and the Ireland.
And Brendan, coming back to you of Dixon Transport, like, this is all happening, even, you know, with non-essential retailers open, we're operating at a very low capacity, it seems, at the ports. Like, what are some of the worst case scenarios really that we're looking at from your perspective in terms of costs and just maybe some broader consequences?
Yeah, well, if you look at the theory, like, revenue has said that 75% of stuff is getting through, but 75% of 25% of the volume. Like, if you look at what Paul has said there about the volume last week was 40% down, 20% of that 40% or 20% of that 60% that shipped was actually empty vehicles, because us, you know, ourselves and our colleagues around us are all, We're export driven, so we have customers in Ireland that needs exports done. So we do a lot, you know, as I say, we do 50 exports a day. So we have to have 50 trailers in to go back out. And because the loads aren't coming in, we're forced with running trailers home empty. Like, we counted up as of last night. So when I was leaving the office last night, we had 150 trailers ran home empty from the UK in the last 2 weeks. And like, that's not sustainable for anybody, because there's no revenue. We have zero revenue on that part of the leg coming home. So that's, you know, 50% of our revenue gone for the first 2 weeks of the month.
And just briefly, like, we see the tonnage in the Irish Times today quoted saying, yes, there are teething problems, but there's just no fix for these checks and paperwork. There's just no workarounds. Like, just quickly and finally, Brendan, like, do you see this being fixed in the weeks and months, or are hauliers going to just have to deal with these extra layers of paperwork now?
I don't think there is a fix. It's as customs, and the attitude of customs is that it's not a customs problem. This is a Brexit problem that was caused by Brexit happening, so that there is a requirement. So the trade deal was agreed, and that's great because there's no tariff, but the formalities still have to take place. So the customs declaration has to take place, yeah, to record the entry of the good. But what we were trying to, with the IRHA yesterday, what we were trying to put across and trying to see what they do, would they take into account for legitimate companies? So if you have a load of biscuits coming from the UK going to a legitimate supplier in Ireland, can they not take that into account when they're holding up the load? When they're saying, no, okay, this needs to be fixed, can they not turn around and say, right, well, we know you're legitimate. Okay. There's no financial burden on any of these goods because there's, yeah, no trade, because it's a trade deal. So there's no VAT and there's no tariff,
okay,
to be accumulated.
Okay.
So, you know, they're not actually holding it for any reason, only because the document isn't correct.
Okay.
You know, and the document could have been corrected, but it's just taking time. Like, if you imagine, okay, because we've gone from 2 million to 20 million declarations, we're not able to keep up with it.
Yeah. So it sounds like we're going to have to watch the space in the days, weeks, months to come to see, can there be any tweaks to all of this? Brendan Dixon of Dixon Transport and Paul Grant of Stena Line, thank you so much for joining.